Ross Wilkers is newsroom editor of Executive Mosaic. They are the hosts and creators of the GovCon Index. Ross, thanks for your time today. What exactly is the Executive Mosaic GovCon Index, and how do you put it together? Thanks for coming on today.
Oh, sure. No problem. So the GovCon Index is essentially a composite index of 30 publicly traded companies from the government contracting marketplace. It's very much modeled off the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and we use it as kind of a barometer to indicate and measure the strength and viability of the GovCon and defense industry. And we tried to pick the stocks that investors view as those that measure the health and viability of the industry.
I've been following this for a fair amount of time now because I think it's a very useful snapshot of how the investment community views the government contracting space overall. How long have you been doing it? How long has it existed?
Sure. So we launched it in October of last year, and it's been fascinating not only to watch the index itself go up and down, but to watch the actual composition of the index and the companies that belong to it go down. We've had to change some companies due to the spree of acquisitions and that we've seen in the industry, with, for example, Orbital Sciences and ATK merging into one company, and then Excellus being acquired by Harris. So we've had to change some of the individual barometers by how we view the GovCon sector. So it's not just fascinating to see the numbers, but also just to see how we represent those numbers.
Have you seen a case yet where an M&A results in a company where the two previous components haven't been on the index, but combined they're big enough and strong enough to get onto the index? Or any unusual transitions like that in the time you've been doing it?
Not since the time that we've been doing it. Typically, these are among the one moves that we referred to earlier are among companies that were both in the index and that merged together. We will have an interesting thing coming up with CSC looking to spin off their North American public sector business, and that's supposed to happen in October. So we'll, just to give you a little preview of what's to come later, the composition of the index will probably change there again as well. HealthNet is another one that's on the index. They're being acquired by another company, so they'll be taken off the index once that transaction closes. So we'll likely have to change the composition of the index once again, which will give another interesting case for us to look at.
You can find the latest details at govconindex.com, and it's linked at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Ross Wilkers is newsroom editor at Executive Mosaic. What did the month of July look like for the GovCon Index, Ross?
Sure. So overall, the net change of the index has been actually a tenth of a point up. We've seen some swings up and down, though, because of just from a larger perspective, the general trends in that investors watch in general, the labor report, some export figures, and the past couple of days with China's currency devaluation, every stock has been hit, not just the index. But during the past few days, week and a half, it's been earnings season for the defense industry. And so we've seen a market uptick in the index's composite value since then. But with the past couple of days, the index has been susceptible to the same trends that hit larger Wall Street as well.
You noted in the comments that you sent to me before we got on the air that all of the big five, Lockheed, Northrop, Boeing, General Dynamics, Raytheon, beat Wall Street estimates in their second quarter. That's got to be a big highlight for the government sector overall for the second quarter of this year.
Oh, absolutely. Each stock has been up at least 3% since they started releasing their earnings a week and a half ago. And these five stocks, obviously, there are 30 companies of different size and market capitalization. But those five that you mentioned, those are the ones that investors on Wall Street kind of use as a snapshot and a barometer to measure the viability and health of the defense and GovCon industry.
I noticed also in the notes that you sent, we talked about a couple of M&As, divestitures, and so on earlier in our conversation, but you also note that the purchase of Sikorsky by Lockheed, their IT spinoff, has potential to impact their stock price. And then because they're one of the big five and they're a member of the GovCon index, some potential churn there. And also the situation at L3. What do you see going on at L3, and how might that impact the way that Wall Street looks at the GovCon sector overall, Ross?
So just to give a brief overview of what's happening at L3, they have announced a strategic review of their national security solutions business, which is did about $1 billion in revenue in their last fiscal year in this sector. They do kind of, they call mission critical work, this cybersecurity and intelligence type work. So depending on the value that they could get in a potential transaction, and the CEO of L3 also talked in depth about the potential sale in the last quarterly investor call. So depending on the value of the sale, who they sell it to, that could obviously affect their stock price as well, and how investors view L3 as a future investment, because they have their hands in both commercial and defense work. So that'll be certainly one to watch.
What else should we be paying attention to between now and the time that we get together to talk about the August GovCon index at the beginning of September, Ross? Anything else on the table in the pipeline that we should be watching as far as this space?
Well, going back to Lockheed, on the same day that they announced the purchase of Sikorsky, which makes helicopters for the military, they also announced that they would look to either spin off, they're looking to either spin off or sell a lot of their IT work, primarily for civilian agencies, commercial cyber, and that sort of thing. So depending on how they carry off that transaction, and the CEO of Lockheed said it could probably be one transaction that they spin off or sell that segment. We'll have to see there, because they're not going to change in size all that much, because the IT segment did about $6 billion, and then the effective purchase price of Sikorsky is about $8 billion. So they're not exactly going to change in size, but it'll be interesting to see how the street increasingly looks at Lockheed as an investment.